Hi there, and welcome to an overview all about how meaning meets data right inside your database. Today's conversation dives into vector embeddings and semantic search, and how these new features are shifting the way we explore and honestly even think about data in SQL Server 2025 and Azure SQL Database.
Super stoked for this. We're talking about like searches that go way beyond just matching text, where your database can actually find what you mean instead of just what you type. If you've ever wished your support tickets or your product catalog could answer you like a person, this is for you.
Exactly. We're drawing from insights put together by Karen Lopez, also known as Data Chick, whose work lays out not just how this stuff works technically, but the reasons why it matters for anyone wrangling data, whether you're technical or just data curious. So we'll cover what vector embeddings really are, how you can use them without having a degree in artificial intelligence, and why they're actually practical. Plus, we have some neat examples that honestly could change how you see your own company's data.
And there's a cool quote from Alan Kay in there. Context is worth 80 IQ points. That one stuck with me. We'll explain where that fits as we dig into SQL Server's brand new vector data type, how Microsoft's making performance work at scale, and even hit the not-so-obvious best practices and governance angles that sneak up when you add AI to your stack.
So I just want to start with a quick reality check. What actually is a vector embedding? In its simplest form, it's a way to represent, say, a sentence, an image, or a blurb of text as a long list of numbers. These aren't random numbers, though. They come from machine learning models trained to understand deeper meaning and nuance. Imagine, instead of searching for just a word, spacesuit, you could search for space gear that you wear and still find spacesuit-related results, even if none of those words matched exactly. That's because in this high-dimensional space, similar ideas end up close together, even when the actual words don't match.
So you're saying it's like, instead of a librarian looking for a literal word in a book, they look for the theme or the big idea, and numbers sort of map where those ideas are.
Yep, exactly. That's why you'll see phrases like book a flight and reserve a plane ticket show up as almost identical vectors, even though the text is different. The context, not just the form, gets captured.
That is wild. How do you actually get this inside SQL Server, though?
Here's where the technical magic comes in. SQL Server 2025 actually has a vector data type, you know, columns that can store vectors straight from these machine learning models. You generate your embeddings using something like Azure OpenAI or a tool like Hugging Face, and then store those big lists of, say, 768 numbers per record directly into a table column. After that, you can run similarity searches using built-in functions and even configure indexes to make things fast. There are some one-time setup steps, like enabling features with trace flags to get your SQL Server instance ready, but once you're there, it behaves like regular data, just with more meaning stuffed in.
Right, and then this DiskKNN thing comes in, right? That's the approximate nearest neighbor indexing. DiskKNN stands for Disk-Based Approximate Nearest Neighbor, which Microsoft Research developed. It's honestly awesome. If you have millions of vectors, this keeps things fast so your search doesn't turn into a coffee break.
And while we're talking speed and scale, one of the things to figure out is the dimensions. Higher dimensions mean better understanding, but you need to balance that with performance. More numbers take more space and more compute power, so there's a trade-off. Do you want ultimate nuance or the fastest possible results?
Yeah, and when you're building out your queries, you don't lose any of the SQL toys you're used to. You can mix similarity scoring with where clauses, filter for, category matches, use order by, and still get the most relevant stuff back. There's even the vector underscore distance function, which literally returns the closeness between the thing you're looking for and all your rows.
This makes it so much easier to do things like, for example, help support teams. If a new ticket comes in, the database can automatically find similar past issues, even if the wording is totally different. Or for anyone in product recommendations, you can match users with similar item descriptions, not just identical keywords.
And don't forget fraud detection. You could compare sequences of user behavior to find outliers in a way that wasn't really possible before. Also, legal teams can scan for related clauses in contracts, stuff like that.
Right. That raises a good question for everyone listening. Is there data in your org that's like messy or unsearchable because people describe things differently? Where do you wish you could find meaning instead of just words?
I'd say support tickets are a big one. For anyone who's ever tried to search through complaints or bug reports, it's impossible when people use wildly different language for the same thing.
That's so true. And starting out doesn't have to be intimidating. First, decide where semantic search adds value, like ticketing, product catalogs, contracts, whatever. Then pick your model. Azure OpenAI is a solid bet, but there are others. Generate the embeddings, put them in SQL Server, and play around with similarity queries.
Oh, and you don't need to learn everything at once. Microsoft has solid documentation and sample code, and if you get stuck, there's a GitHub repo out there with worked examples. Honestly, sometimes half the battle is just getting comfortable with new terminology, like what's an embedding versus a dimension.
Yeah, let's hit that. Embedding is just of numbers capturing meaning. Dimension is a single number in that list. So a 512 dimensional vector has, well, 512 numbers. You can think of each as a column in a super wide spreadsheet, each one reflecting some aspect of meaning.
Right, and once you have your embedding set up, there's also the architectural side. Meaning base search changes how you have to think about indexing, traceability, and model versions. You need a plan to track which model you used and when, so you know what the vectors actually represent.
And with new AI stuff, governance is huge. Compliance and ethics are just a nice to have anymore. The ways you manage your data and even your models start becoming company policy and sometimes a legal issue. So to wrap things up, vector embeddings in SQL Server 2025 completely change what's possible. Instead of searching for keywords, you can search for meaning, which gives so much more relevant info for support teams, product managers, or, you know, anyone swimming in data.
We've seen it's practical, not just a shiny new feature, and it works for everything from legal to fraud to ticketing. We hope it gives you a new lens on what your data could do next.
If there's one thing to take away, it's to experiment. Even tiny experiments can unlock insights across your data stack. So what's the first data set you'd try to make semantic?
Thanks for joining us as we explored embedding, meaning, and the power of context. It's an exciting time for data practitioners and curious minds alike.